Welcome to Hoop of the Sun, Season 8, Episode 15, where we watch Vanderpump Villa, Season 1, Episode 1. And I feel like the rule doesn't apply to me, because I'm the bartender. Of course I get to drink.
I was not born to walk. I was born to be a trophy husband. This is Brian.
This is not a Chateau shit show. This is Noah Singer.
Hey guys, I'm the most annoying guy in the world. I'm Maxter Pump.
Thank you for joining us. If this is your first time listening, we watch a different reality show each week. You figure out if it's good or bad. And last week, we watched The Magic Prank Show on Netflix. We had a poll up on Twitter, and you guys voted this a top third show. So, everyone loves the fake magics. Is it fake? It's illusions? Noah, what was the show this week?
At a French chateau, staff members strive to provide luxurious, Vanderpump-curated experiences for guests while dealing with rivalries, romances, and misadventures that come from living and working together 24/7. That's Vanderpump Villa on Hulu.
Thank you, Mr. Noah. And I can boil this down to this is a type of reality show we've done before. It's essentially the one on the boat. I can never remember the name of the one.
Below Deck.
It's Below Deck, on a mansion.
I mean, and Chris.
Lisa Vanderpump.
I would argue this is very close to Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club, your favorite TV show.
It is. It's got the like celebrity owner, and they're often like, yeah. I think the biggest difference, though, is that this focuses on, like, the one person, you know, or, like, the guests of the week, which is very much the boat one.
The Below Deck.
Just called Below Deck. It's definitely very much, below, like, literally copy-paste Below Deck, but they're in a mansion on land and not on a boat on water.
Yeah. Right?
Yep. And this time they're in the south of France, but with, like, two French people.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to get the reality show stars from somewhere.
Well, these are known reality people, right? These are new reality people.
I have no correct. Idea.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But you're casting the show, right? You're casting the show for reality show personalities. Like,
oh, absolutely.
You would never hire Telly as a bartender. You wouldn't do it.
Like, you would never hire somebody from Las Vegas to work in the south of France. That is a cultural nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, so Telly was the one that said, like, literally Lisa Vanderpump, she comes in and she's like, no one should be drinking at this bar. This bar is for you to make drinks for the guests. And Telly immediately, and Marciano, this other guy, which we have to talk about them, just immediately start getting drunk at the bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it's interesting. Telly is from Atlanta. So, you know, she's got kind of like the Las Vegas rep going to her, but she is full-on ATL. Marciano and then his, like, quote-unquote girlfriend kind of person, Hannah. They're the Vegasites.
Yeah. So so the people on the show are the people you follow. So like me, Marciano, he's the lead server, and his ex, pseudo ex, on and off again girlfriend is Hannah, is also a server. There's no way you would hire these two people like this if this was a real chateau you're trying to. You are doing, they're really only hired to be on this reality show.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. They were hired by the producers.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like there's an interesting part of the staff too. There's two people that are like the house the housekeepers. Like, I feel like that's hard to hire for. Because like, how can you really be terribly specialized in housekeeping?
You mean Emily and somebody else we don't know?
Yeah, it's Emily and, oh my God, her here. Grace.
Yeah, they didn't really get any airtime this week.
I mean, I feel like you don't have to get somebody who's amazing. You can get somebody who's fine.
Clearly, they didn't get anyone amazing except for maybe the chefs.
The like, chefs are seemingly legit.
But most of the other roles, besides housekeeper, like, you need to know how to do things. Like, there's the event coordinator, mixologist, chefs, servers, house manager. Like, I would say, like, even for a server at, like, the level of experience they want, you got to have years under your belt. For housekeeping, I just don't think...
I don't know. I think you do need to have experience at a high-level hotel. Like, unless you want to train them. Like, it's a very trainable position. But I didn't see any training happening in this episode.
That's a good point. Like, yeah, they have to understand all the equipment and, like, the right way to clean something. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, you got to put the chocolate on the pillow. You got to, like, fold the... You can't take me and make me and do this because I'm not going to do it right. Like, I'm not going to know how to fold the sheet correctly. And I'm not going to, like, notice things as to detail that these people would need to know the detail to be at, like, the highest level. Like,
yeah,
you want me to work at a motel? Sure. I'm sure I can figure that one out. But you working at the highest level chateau or whatever they try to make this out to be? They try to make a high level, like, you need some experience.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. I stand corrected. I take it back.
Especially since they weren't in this episode, really, in terms of, like, creating drama or anything. I can't, like, they must have real experience.
Yeah.
They got their shit down.
You know what? You will have to watch more and get back to us.
Yeah. So we could talk about some of the people. We got Marciano. We just briefly talked about him, but he is out and out an alcoholic. He's like, we see like 2 days of them. Like they did one day, they're there one day before the guests show up. And then we see like one day with the guests or like half a day with the guests. And he is drinking all the time. Like the guests are having dinner and they bring out like a ton of shots. And he's like, tells the guests, like, hey, if you don't want your shot, I'll do it. And he has been doing like 3 or 4 shots with the guests. And you're like, dude, like, calm down.
I think he's just a young guy. He's a young guy. He can party. And he's like, just having fun. I'm on TV. I'm going to be the guy.
First impression to make.
I'm going to be honest. In my 20s, I probably had issues with alcohol in terms of like, I wanted to party, and I did. And, like, you know, you get drunk a lot. But, you know, I never did it at work. I never did it at work. And at some point, you just kind of, like, I don't know. It starts slowing down. And he's, like, in his 30s. He was, like, 30, right?
Was he? I don't know.
It's time.
Yeah. I'll look it up. But, like, I think this in general. It's, like, people... They know they're on a Vanderpump show, right? And so, like, he's gunning for a character.
Sure.
You know? And I think he's playing the character really well. Regardless of, like, if he's truly an alcoholic or not, I think he's playing
the John character is alcoholic.
Like, but he's playing, like, the drama fun party guy. Like, he's doing his thing. Like, I think he's providing the entertainment. You know?
He's providing drama. I don't think he's particularly funny or interesting.
No, yeah, that's good.
I mean, is anyone on the show funny or interesting?
I would say Lisa can be funny.
She hasn't. She's got some good hits. Yeah, she got hits.
One other thing with Marcia. Yeah,
look at the dog.
The dog. You're right, good Brian.
Good dog.
Yeah. Good call, Brian. I definitely wrote that down. The show starts out with some sort of dog fart joke. Like, that was the first shot of the show.
Like, I feel like that's probably, like, a wink to, like, past Vanderpump seasons. Because, like, it's kind of a weird beginning.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
But back to Marciano. He and Hannah broke up because Marciano just, like, was sleeping with all the women. And he claims he got rules instantiated at like a club where you're not allowed to sleep with each other because he slept with everyone in the club or that worked at the club or something. Yeah. So he's like a real big player.
Seems yeah. like a good hire. Whoever hired him for this job, good job.
The producers, you know, they're mixing it up.
You know, Vanderpump's got those feelers out. Always looking to get those good reality stars out there.
I will say, I think they casted it pretty well. Like, this is good reality talent. You know, like, regardless yeah. if they can do their quote-unquote job, like, it's entertaining enough.
I mean, when we watched original Vanderpump, I also felt it was well cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, these shows live or die based on their casting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the boat one can live a little bit more on the drama of being on a boat.
Mm.
You know, there's shit can happen mm. on a boat, right?
Yeah.
But these shows definitely yeah. live or die based on, like, the hookups and, mm-hmm. you know, the trouble people get in and the yeah. drama well, that ensues.
Similar to the boat thing, though, it's like, this is like an over-the-top vacation. All of this one, like, they kind of make it into, like, this party thing, but there's also that part of just, like, seeing what the other 0.1% of the world kind of lives like, you know, which is somewhat entertaining.
Yeah. It was weird because it was like, so there's a couple that comes and their names are Jeremy and Sharon.
Shireen.
Shireen.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm butchering. And they have every single person here is for them. And it mm-hmm. looks like they had a couple friends that we didn't really get to introduce to.
No. Yeah, not at all. But they weren't friends, which I feel like that wasn't really clear. It was just like these people are coming here for the secret engagement, and then it's like, oh, there's other people, and then I was like, oh, they're clearly their friends, but that was not clear at first.
Definitely not clear. Trying to think. We didn't really get to see them till like dinner time. It felt they had dinner and they had like 8 people on the table, and there's like what, 12, 16 people. Working, it's like
yeah,
it's still a yeah. lot of people working per guest, right?
Yeah, but I mean, for this type of like, they lived in New York, so they're going from New York to the south of France, and like they're bringing a crew, like they got some cash, you know.
I mean, you get a discount yeah. for being on the show,
probably. Yeah, I hope so.
I think when we looked at Below Deck, it was something like 50% or less than what you would normally pay.
Right, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I'm sure it's similar.
Yeah.
Although, I feel like boat economics and mansion economics are completely different.
In which way?
I imagine so.
If you're at sea, you got to have a maritime lawyer.
Mm.
You know, that
that's a good point.
Really runs up the meter, I feel.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Max, there's like double the amount of people working, like
true,
helping out and in the boat. Like the boat, you had like 3 stewards and a chef and like a captain and a couple other people. And
the
like
size
here
of the
you've
boat
got
necessitates fewer people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whereas like here you got like the manager, you got 3 what did they call them?
You got 7 maids. You got 14 mixologists.
Yeah, you got mm-hmm. 2 maids, 2 bartenders, 2 cooks. You got, you know, 4 servers. You got like double everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got it.
And you got Lisa Vanderpump to show up. You know.
Yeah.
That's pretty much your captain.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the real screw up to happen and you get that Lindsay Lohan, you're fired.
Come on. Fired.
Somebody's got to get fired. Or it's a bunch show.
I don't know enough about the V-Pump's cinematic universe. Do you think there are other people waiting in the wings?
I mean, they definitely do.
Okay,
yeah.
Actually, Chris, do you think Mauricio, or whatever his name is, should have been fired after this first night?
Marciano? If you, if this was my establishment, I think so. I think you would fire everyone that took a shot.
I definitely watched the coming up next, and he's definitely still in the show.
No, if I'm running this reality show, absolutely not.
Sure.
Because he's the guy that's going to be hooking up with everyone, and that's what people want to see.
Yeah,
it's true.
If there's no hookups, it's no good.
Right. He's got to be hooking up.
I love that him and his ex are still toxically connected.
Seemingly.
Unbelievable. It's that woman needs to and that woman needs to run so far. Brian, what do you think about this vacation? You like come to this villa and they just like entertain you at the villa? Is this the kind of vacation you want?
I mean, if I can't find anything on TripAdvisor, but no, I think it's too much. It didn't even seem like they knew how to play croquet, and that was like one of the events that they had scheduled.
You forgot the rosé part. Rosé and croquet.
But I like that part. I like that part. It was rosé and croquet, you're right, but I like the rosé part. Croquet, take it or leave it.
Yeah, it was like a 1 minute segment.
Yeah, because like nobody else knew. She didn't even know how to say croquet. She kept saying crochet.
The croquet.
There's like a, how do you even play croquet from the people, the peons? And then we only see like one shot of just people laughing, like not knowing how to play croquet.
What a
disaster.
It was weird they did it in the sand. I do agree with that. Like, I feel like croquet is usually on like cut grass. Sand seems a little difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like better suited like for bocce.
Bocce ball situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bocce ball would make much more sense. Like coffee and bocce. What do you...
No, you're hired.
There we go. Machi.
That was
machi.
Also another... drama thing that they tried to like make a big deal and then just kind of dropped it was like the chef was like, hey, you guys got to figure out this coffee situation, and then guests get there and they're like, we want a coffee espresso, and then like there's a shot of the chef, I gotta figure out this coffee machine,
dropped. Flashback. I was like, did I miss something? No. That just never resolved.
Yeah, that was weird. They really teed that up. They wanted the espresso martini, and
there's no shot of like, this is a great espresso martini, or like, man, that took a while. Nothing. Just straight up like
nothing. Yeah, that's super weird.
They were really fishing for drama this first episode.
The other big drama they had was like somebody ordered like a vodka soda or something, and it took like 5 minutes instead of like 2 minutes or something. And they're like, it's making me look bad. Where is it?
Like the bar was seemingly like 45 seconds away. There was nothing like you have two bartenders.
Well, she had to go get the glass. She didn't have the right glass. She was going to get the glass, and she comes back and they're like yelling at her, like, "What? The other guy's on break. What do you want?"
I don't know. Like, I kind of get it. Like, that's like during dinner service. Like in that situation, like, let's go. Come on.
You act like they've been bartending there for years. They've been bartending there for like 30 seconds.
I don't know. She had to get the beer glass, right? And it's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I just agree with you, Chris. None of this drama was needed.
It just was such fake drama. Those guests didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You think they pulled the guests in to give a fuck?
If the guests cared, they would have put up like a thing that the guests cared.
Could you imagine getting engaged at the fucking Vanderpump Villa?
I mean, you got a TV show you can watch forever.
I mean, I gotta say, like, seems like a very nice show. Yeah, like,
yeah, but you'd have these fucking annoying 24-year-old influencers ruining your engagement, I feel.
Or making it memorable. I don't know.
That was the other thing.
Otherwise, your engagement would not be memorable. Just, you know, just something else.
Yeah, just another thing for the pile.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that they're having a secret proposal, and Lisa has like a meeting, and she's like, no one says the P word after this meeting. And that was another big, like,
what is the P word?
Proposal.
Oh, right.
It was really weird.
Betrothal.
Yeah. It was super weird. Because she's like, she kind of didn't give the answer previously. She's like, what do we not say? And they're like, we don't know what to say. It was very odd.
Ring.
Yeah. Then she was like, what are the guests here for? And then surprise. Some people said secret proposal.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah,
that was probably the funniest.
Got to fuck with her a little bit.
Probably the funniest thing that happened, I think, in the episode, for sure.
What else did happen?
I think that's about it.
We can go over.
We didn't talk about. Let's see, Eric the manager, which is like he's really attractive, and a lot of people are interested in.
Yeah.
Eric the manager.
People want Eric. They like Eric.
We got Steven. He's the events manager. And he wants to find a sugar daddy.
Yeah. But it's unclear that there's any other gay guys in there. And I wasn't sure if he was talking about me just in general, which fine. Or on the show, I think he's going to be coming up short.
You got to have one token gay.
If you're working on Vanderpump, you know, Villa, like, how rich could you be? If you, like, you're working.
I don't know.
It's a low price for you to pay for exposure.
I agree with Max. Yeah. Like, if it's hard to buy for. Fame. Yeah. Fame is hard. So, never know.
Yeah, I think those are the only real people that need to be talked about.
Yeah. Like they spend a lot of time on Telly. She gets a lot. And then, Mauriciano and Hannah, like they get a lot in this episode. I think they'll carve out more for the rest, but they just really didn't give them much airtime.
We got a little bit of, like, the French cooks, but otherwise, yeah, nobody gets any FaceTime.
Well, we don't want them to introduce 20 people at once. Like, I think that they did a good job. Relatively.
Yeah. No, like, I think if you were to, like, drop an alien onto Earth and you had to show them, like, here's what reality TV is, I think this would be perfect. Like, it just hits so many notes of what reality TV should be, and, like, it's just the perfect prototype.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect, like, American, I don't know. It's just one kind of reality show.
You don't think it's the most, like, typical, like, the most reality? I don't know. I feel like this is just, like, so square. What people would have in mind of a reality show.
I mean, it depends. Like, last week was a reality show, and that nothing to do with this.
Last week is, but it's not the most typical. I think that's my argument.
I feel Bachelor is very typical. Nothing to do with this.
Yeah, no, The Bachelor would be also like, I was going to say that. There's like a dating show, which is like super
difficult.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, this is a type of show. It's very popular. It's like maybe the second most popular outside of like Bachelor Nation.
Yep, yeah.
But you got the talent ones. There's so, like, how do we have 500 episodes of this podcast? What's the point? What's the point if they're all this?
We don't.
We know they're not.
We don't know who put it on. We still don't know.
We still don't know. That is a good point. We don't know.
All right, that needs to be one of our new questions.
Who's the worst human? It's got to be Marciano. Right?
I think so. Yeah.
Just alcoholic, sleeps with a lot of women, just is like gaslighting.
I don't think he's the worst human being for being an alcoholic, even if he is. Like, I wouldn't judge him for being the worst person for being an alcoholic.
He's just making poor decisions, and alcohol is helping it.
Yeah, okay.
He's the obvious answer.
He is the obvious answer, but I just wanted to, like, separate out, like, his alcohol problem from being the worst person.
That's fair. You can do that. is this for Lisa Vanderpump? Apex, not Apex.
Absolutely not the Apex.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
That show had, like, the reality story of the year last year. When that guy cheated on someone, I remember.
Right. No, you're definitely right. Like, I don't even know what it was about, but I just remember that was a story.
Right.
Yeah.
I got one for you. Anytime somebody or drinking rules. I got one. What? Drinking rule. Anytime anyone does shots, take a drink or do a shot. You know.
That's really dangerous.
Chris, why are you taking my general purpose of killing people?
Well, I said take a drink, and you wouldn't die from that. But if you took a shot.
No. I mean, this episode,
I wouldn't suggest
you'd be like 10 drinks deep.
You'd still live. Probably. Yeah. Noah, you got a drinking rule?
Yeah. Every time someone shows a lot of skin, take a drink off of someone else.
Oh, I'm pulling a Max there. Max, what do you got?
Every time somebody makes out on the show, you have to do a shot, and then while it's still in your mouth, you have to make out with someone.
Wait, what? Now you're making people make out?
Yep. But there's still alcohol involved.
Brian.
All right, I got a fun one. Cheers everybody around you when the dog is on screen.
And when the dog farts.
I'm with that.
Anytime somebody hooks up, take a shot.
Don't mind if I do.
All right. Would the show be better as a Quibi?
We're going to hook up more on the show.
Oh, more than what?
Than Below Deck.
Probably. That Marciano is probably going to sleep with, like, everyone on the cast.
Yeah.
Finish a bottle if he drinks with if he sleeps with Lisa Vanderpump.
Ooh, wow, that would be
bottle of what?
Anything, your choice.
All right, would this show be better as a Quibi or a TikTok? Brian, what do you think?
I don't think so. I think it went fast enough. Like, you can split it apart into the drama parts, but for the most part, it was fine.
Yeah, I don't think you could do it. I don't think it would be a better show.
Definitely not. No. Like, I do think they're, like, I know the shows have their own TikTok and their own Instagrams, and all these cast members have their own, but they're kind of, like, disassociated from the show. I really think so many of these shows would be much more entertaining if it was, like, a true, not like a second screen while you're watching it, but somehow coordinated with the content on TV. So you get more behind the scenes of each episode, like from that person. That would make it really entertaining. Like you take like 1 hour of content, and I think you can multiply it by like three every episode if you can curate that well. It'd be fun.
Yeah, but it's not a different show.
No. Definitely not a different show. It's just
this is why we need to be the producers. Like we need to be the like we need to run these shows because then we could get the second content going on. Could really have a media empire. I think
we really need to get on that. Like we need people to fund us. Like it's
overdue.
Time. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So here's the most important question of the night. What speed did Max watch the show at? Noah, what do you got?
I'm going at one because he watches with his girlfriend.
Brian, what do you got?
Ooh. Also, fun fact, I watch this at a different speed. I think I'm going to go with 1.5.
You go 1.5. I'll go two. Let's do it.
Chris, that's the speed I watched it at, actually.
Noah was spot on. Reason and
man, your girlfriend's really screwing up this question.
Yeah, although I always keep you guessing.
All right. What do you love about this show, Noah? What do you love?
You know, as I kind of mentioned, I think this is a very well-made reality TV show. Like, if you're looking for just something that's in the reality world, like, something you don't got to think that much. It's kind of entertaining. Just pick it up, drop it, enjoy it. I think this is it. So I appreciate how well this is shot, edited, casted, like all that put together. Written, obviously, all that stuff.
Max, what do you got?
I liked the dog fart.
Brian, what do you got?
I like that we have another version of Below Deck, just not on land. Like, Below Deck is good, but it can get a little bit repetitive. It's just, you're out on the water, crazy shit happens, fine. But now it's like, different stuff's going to happen. I guarantee it.
Hmm.
What are they going to make? Lavish lifestyle that you get to see on display here. I'm not sure Rosé with Croquet is the lavish lifestyle I want to see, but it is cool to see like the food come out and like the servers and all that. It seems kind of fun. So that's what I love about the show. So we do ratings. We do a stack ranking system between top, middle, and bottom third. Noah, what do you got for me?
Yeah. So I'm putting this middle, top in the middle, like, and that's just on my own personal ranking. I think if I was rating reality shows purely, it would be top. I think it's just done very well. I think there's a lot of things you get from the Vanderpump universe if you're into the universe, which they have a lot of spinoffs, which I wasn't really aware of. So yeah, I'm putting it middle, top of the middle, because I think it's very well done. It's not necessarily for me, but I could easily just see this going, like you'd binge it in the day. Have it in the background, you pay attention for 5 minutes, very solid. So yeah, middle, top of the middle.
Max, what do you got for me?
I'm going to go out on... No, it's middle, top of the middle. I was almost going to put it top because I really found it pretty inoffensive, but that's not to say it's top.
Mm.
It moves.
Brian?
I'm actually going to put it in the top, the bottom of the top. I thought that this was an entertaining show. Like Max, it's not offensive. And everybody just wild out here. And I don't think there's like... Even though Marcelo like sits around, I don't think he's like truly like the worst person. Takes two to ten.
Takes two to ten. Does anybody remember what we rated OG Vanderpump?
I remember liking the OG Vanderpump.
Yeah, I remember being pretty positive on it. So maybe pretty, they really got it dialed in.
You can look at that spreadsheet. That
my girlfriend recently filled me in on the history of Lisa Vanderpump. She was a real housewife of LA, and she just hated everybody else on the show. So Bravo gave her her own show.
I didn't realize she didn't like everybody. Yeah, so she was a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. It seemed like for 9 seasons or something. It was something crazy, though.
9 doesn't seem crazy.
9 seasons? That doesn't seem crazy?
Seems... It's a lot of commitment.
Anyway, I'm going to put this in the middle. I thought the drama was pretty weak. Didn't really care that much. Like, the vacation doesn't seem as awesome as, like, being on a yacht for some reason to me. Like, it's just, like, you're playing croquet in the backyard. Like, that's not, like, that doesn't scream high-level vacation to me. So, you know, and they didn't really, you know, it could be changing. I think this is one of those shows where the more you watch it, the, like, higher up it goes, because the more you get to know the people, the, like, more you get invested. So... And I do think you cast us a bit better than Below Deck, because they don't have to be like they don't have to work on boats. You know, there's a lot more people working in restaurant hospitality industry than work on boats. So,
do you guys know the Archer episode where they're in a blimp?
Oh God, the humanity!
Yeah, when are they going to make, like, Below Deck, but it's a blimp, and you're, like, cruising the world on a blimp for a couple of days?
Above Deck.
Above Deck.
Ooh, that's our show, guys. Somebody just get $100 million for a blimp.
Can you do things inside a blimp?
Yeah, you can advertise for Goodyear tires.
You could,
but like,
you can't smoke like your
people can't go inside the blimp part, right? They go in the little cab.
Yeah, right. They go in the little cab.
You can play. Yeah. You can have rosé and croquet.
You get helium poisoning if you're in there.
Yeah. So that cab's small. You can't really do much, right?
I mean, make it bigger. Use your imagination.
Do you think you can make the cab bigger? Like, it not
this
be
is,
like.
This is our job, guys, is to make a reality show on this blimp. Figure things out, Noah. Play poker. I don't know.
Yeah, this is a.
Tell us what you thought about this show on Twitter at Who Put This On. Noah, Max, are we still calling it Twitter? Is that what we're doing?
It's X.
What is your take on Max, since you're a big Twitter person, what's your take on this paying people, like charging people for the first 3 months?
Every fucking idea he has is dumb.
Wait, that's his new one? The first 3 months?
Yes.
Yeah. To combat bots, you have to pay if your account is less than 3 months old.
Less than 3 months old. So are you not even going to read anything?
Growth is going to stall. It's unbelievably stupid.
I mean, it's just like a different type of product, right? It's a very different type of product. I don't know if it's bad, but it probably takes away the value of Twitter brings today. Probably. It's a bet, right? If you get their voices people like to come in, you know, like,
I think we should take bets on how long this stupid idea lasts.
But I don't think they even implement.
That might be a discussion.
If it didn't launch, I don't think it'll launch. I'm going to go with zero.
That was going to be my bet as well. He always says this dumb shit that never plays out.
Yeah, he's testing the waters with how dumb his idea can be. And then,
I mean, to their credit, like, I do think they are shipping notable things relatively quickly. Like,
such as?
Like the community notes. Like, they kind of got that out the door, right?
Oh, no, that predates Elon Musk.
That does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It used to have a different name, but he changed the name because he wanted to make it his.
That makes sense. Yeah, I was thinking of that and just like... Just some of the other monetization things, like, it still seems like a mess, but they're actually doing something I'm surprised with. I'm surprised they're able to keep it live still and ship new things, just by how messy it is.
That's what I was going to say. I'm impressed that he fired all those people and it's still running. That's what I'm impressed by.
Right.
He definitely hasn't launched anything.
They definitely. Other than,
what, Max?
Oh, I honestly don't remember. I lost it.
Okay.
But
he hasn't really launched anything new.
No, he's tanked the value of the company, though. You know?
Yeah.
Like, so he definitely was value destructive.
But like he's playing the politics game here. He's like, this is a huge liberal thing, and if I take down the liberal thing and make it conservative, it's better for him overall.
I mean, that's his thing, but someone's got to foot the bill.
Yeah, he did. You know, he spent how many billions of dollars to do that?
Well, he got a bunch of banks to sign on. They are not happy about how it's going.
That's the thing. Like, he has the collateral, you know, but at some point, a lot of the collateral. It's like, it's in Tesla. Oh, wait, Tesla's not doing good anymore, like, at least from the market cap, right? So it's like, at some point, when you start to push on the dominoes, like, people might be saying, by the way, you got to pay up on your loan. You know, like, we'll see. I mean, he'll probably get it. He's influential enough, like, people will do it, but he seems like he's running it into the ground.
I mean, somebody's loaning Mr. Orange money, so like crazy people are out there.
Dude, he got, that Truth Social thing, right? Like, he made billions off of that when it sold.
He hasn't made any money off that.
Oh, he hasn't? I haven't really
looked close. I'll have to sell for 6 months or something.
But he still has the collateral then.
Yeah, sure, he's got the collateral, but what idiot would give you any money based on that collateral?
Bank.
All right. All right, moving on. So now we do shout outs. There's a lot of good TV on right now. Three Body Problem just came out on Netflix a couple weeks ago. I'm almost done. It was pretty good. I think it's better. I read the book, and I think the ideas come off a little bit better in the show than the books to me personally.
Wow.
I remember when things happen in the show, I'm like, oh yeah, they did do that in the book, didn't they? But like the only thing I remember from the books were like the big like ideas, which there's some fun ideas in the show. And I'm excited. Hopefully they get to do season two and like fill out, you know, more fun sci-fi. It's very fun sci-fi.
Nice.
Noah?
I didn't hate it. I did prefer the book.
That's fair. Noah, you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I watched Roadhouse. It's a movie on Amazon Prime.
Which one? The new one or the old one?
The new one with ripped Jake Gyllenhaal. Very fun movie. Yeah, it's like very enjoyable. Conor McGregor's in it. He plays a really good bad guy. Yeah, I'd definitely recommend. Just very fun to watch.
Max, you got any shout-outs?
Nothing in particular. I've been catching up on Invincible, been catching up on Mr. and Mrs. Smith TV show.
Yeah. What's Invincible?
It's the best superhero show you have not heard.
Oh, that one on Prime, right?
Yeah.
Very good. I like Invincible. Very fun. Brian, you have any shout outs?
Follow the TV show. I'm really happy that they finally figured out how to do good video game TV shows and movies.
Yeah. I've also watched a couple of them. It's decent.
Well, two things, like Sonic and Fallout, like I guess The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And Mario.
I haven't seen Fallout yet. I'm excited. A couple other things that are out that I think are good. X-Men 97. I think we talked about that, but that had a really banger last week, episode 5. Like, this is what I think comic book TV should be. Is just like, take the plots, turn them down to like 30 minutes, and like let me live with the characters instead of like a 2-hour movie every like 4 years. Just like it's too slow. And what else? A Taskmaster is back. Great show. Great show. And I'm going to Vietnam later this year, so I started to watch this documentary called The Vietnam War by it's by a famous like Ken Burns or something. I think it's Ken Burns. It's amazing. It's so good. I've seen two episodes, and it's on Hoopla. If you have a library card, you can get Hoopla for free and watch the Vietnam War. It's very good. It definitely shows the U.S. in a bad light. It's like everyone's like,
I've heard that about the Vietnam War.
Yeah. Everyone's like, this is silly. Everyone knew this was silly. Why are we doing this? Oh, this is 1960. Mm-hmm. The war doesn't even really start for like regular people until like 67 or something, like 68, and doesn't end until like 75. So like long ass time. So anyway, that's it for us this week. Tell us what you thought about the show on Twitter at Hoop With Us On. You can find us on Facebook.com. Hoop With Us On. Can you ask questions and suggestions at hoopwithuson@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next time.